brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Paul Watson, then I'm going to take your phone calls for a couple segments and then news blitz. So, information overload of key data coming up. Tony in Illinois, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I got two comments for you. You know, I pray for you every night that I pray for you, your family, and your staff. And my other comment is, like, I had called about the machete film, and I heard that it was getting edited by you, and that made me real glad. And my second comment.
No, not edited by me.
Oh, not by you, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, I want him to make the film he wants to make. I have a right to criticize it. But Rodriguez did an interview with Ain't It Cool News and said, look, maybe this was going to lead to violence, and I had too much tequila, you know, showing a race war, so some of this will be in the DVD extra. But go ahead.
That's what I was talking about. You know what I'm saying? You put it out there and let people know what was going on. And I called her for 3 weeks every day. And I know they probably got sick and tired of hearing my name, you know. So I was like, oh. But my other comment is, We Are Change Chicago. I'm part of the group. And we're going to the city hall on July 28th. And we're going to protest about the water. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk. We're going to take statements. And we're going to talk. We're going to go about 6-7 people, a good group. And we're going to go every month and demand that we don't want no sodium fluoride in our water.
Good.
And I want to put a call to all the other We Are Change groups to take them to the same thing and do the same things we're going to do. We're going to go every single month. Every month that they have a public town hall meeting, and we're going to talk about it. And we're not going to go talking all crazy so they can try to ban us or something, but we're going to go dress nicely, talk professionally, have statements, have facts. And I was just wondering if you could tell me if there was anywhere I can get some more facts about the sodium fluoride in the water.
Well, Watson's written articles. We've had the head toxicologist of the EPA on years ago. They testified before Congress where they say it's deadly poison, causes brain damage. The American Dental Association for 4 years has now told parents not to brush their children's teeth with fluoride. Paul Watson, they now admit that aspartame's causing miscarriages. Well, they knew that in the trials back in the 70s. They know what sodium fluoride does. I mean, you can just search engine the term fluoride facts, and there's, you know, tons of data sheets out there with key info. Watson, I mean, what would you say before a council about fluoride?
There's an article I wrote called Scientific Study Finds Fluoride Horror Stories Factual. That's got a list of the evidence and is sourced. And there's an excellent book, which I'm reading at the moment, which is called The Fluoride Deception by Christopher Bryson. And in that book are literally hundreds of studies from Harvard, Boston, and other major universities that prove fluoride is a neurotoxin and it causes bone cancer. And all the scientific studies are mentioned and discussed at length.
And reduces
in that
fertility
book.
And calcifies the organs. And much of the, quote, calcium buildup you get in your arteries is the sodium fluoride, congestive heart failure, arterials. I mean, the list just goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen.
I know that Barry Daly's going to be there because, I'm sorry, I went in there and talked to them. I went in there and talked to some police officers, and they told me. They was like, well, the mayor's going to be here. This is a public open event for everybody. So I was like, okay. And then another alderman representative, like one of their assistants came up and tried to find out what I wanted to talk about, and I didn't want to tell them because they might have been like, oh, you know, might have tried to, like.
Look, go there with fluoride fact sheets printed out and warn people, because not only is sodium fluoride deadly, between 150 and over 300 chemicals, depending on what brand they buy, most of it from China, is dumped. Mercury, lead, arsenic. I mean, you can't make this up. It's so bold. It's so insane. It's so in your face. I mean, it's a fact aspartame is in tens of thousands of foods now, tens of thousands, and they're now calling it new names, like amino sweet and things, and it just devastates you. All of this is admitted. Thank you for the call, Tony. Keep it up. Great job. Paul Watson, thank you for the great job you're doing over there at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
And, of course, we archive not just the audio at higher bit rate for PrisonPlanet.tv members. The podcast is free, but we have it in even higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv and the video archive of these shows where we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package one, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, big news blitz coming up at the bottom of the hour. The phones are open, 1-800-259-9231 on this live July 15, 2010, Thursday edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, WhatIsTheEndgame.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go ahead and talk to Taylor in New Jersey. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Doing all right, sir. Welcome.
Hey, I'm a Prison Planet TV member, and I just had three quick things to ask you real quick.
Go ahead.
Really, I just wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of Dr. Sabi? Have you ever heard of B.T. Cotton? And how do you think they program these college professors?
Okay, the names you threw out rung some bells. Sam again?
Dr. Sabi, he claims to cure AIDS, supposedly defeated the New York Supreme Court in 1988, claiming that he cures AIDS and defeated him, supposedly.
You know, I don't know enough about that to be able to comment on it. I know HIV is just an overall cover for soft kill weapon testing going on in the third world. And we know they developed a autoimmune virus. There's government documents on that. They didn't call it AIDS, but that was done in the 70s by the Navy in their weapons labs. And we've had guests on those subjects. Specifically, you're saying, how do they program college professors? Very simply, you can either be a right-winger and buy into the fake right-wing paradigm, kind of the Republican mainline system, and you get tenure and funding and books published and, you know, additional research funds. So instead of making $50,000 a year as a professor, if you play ball, you can make millions a year. or you can be a leftist professor and be given foundation and government funding as well. So it's the research funding that President Dwight D. Eisenhower talked about. At that time, close to 90% was government funded. That he talked about the dangerous influence of the military-industrial complex by a technological elite or a scientific dictatorship. So that's how they control the professors.
Oh, wait, because it's just disgusting. Because I'm a Division I athlete myself. I'm on full scholarship, which is it makes it ridiculous when athletes act like they can't be awake, too. But I'm on full scholarship. I play quarterback at the University of Tennessee at Martin. And, I mean, it's the professors are really just disgusting how they protect the global warming thing. And, I mean, they don't answer any questions. You can't bring up anything. They really shut down the class. Like, it's ridiculous how they don't. They act like it's a conspiracy theory. They make me out to be a nut whenever I ask them anything. That's a lot.
Well, there are memos out that the New York Times reported on last week, but they said it was a good thing that all the main global warming professors over the top colleges in the world are receiving funding, and they are told by the UN, do not talk to the media, do not answer questions, because they can't. Listen, I saw headlines all this week again. The Arctic and Antarctic is melting, okay? Well, in the Arctic, it is summer right now. It's winter in the Antarctic. And so when it's summer, the ice sheet always gets smaller and then it gets bigger in the winter. It expands and contracts, but they will show the glaciers melting and say we're all dead and the sea levels are going to come up. Meanwhile, Al Gore is out buying $15 million houses right on the beach. I mean, even if you believe carbon dioxide is deadly, how does cutting our carbon dioxide that humans exhale and putting taxes on Europe and the West and then no taxes on China, India, Mexico, and other third world nations. When then our industry moves there, then the carbon dioxide input actually goes up. You say that to the professor.
I tell him, I point all the facts. I tell him about ClimateGate. I bring it all up to him. It's really disgusting. I mean, I tell him, I tell him everything. They act like I'm a nut. It's ridiculous. I mean,
look, sir, Congressman Stark 2 weeks ago said in a town hall there is no problem on the border. 2 days ago, Senator Harry Reid, in a video interview, we've got the clip, but it's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. People want to see it. Maybe we'll have time to play it. It's a short clip, and they said, we have a big problem with illegal aliens in construction. This research study shows that 70% of construction workers are illegal aliens. He says, that's not true. There are none in Arizona. There are none in Nevada. And it turns out in Nevada, they have double that number. So, I mean, they just lie to you. I mean, if you say anything to them, they'll lie to you. I mean, I've seen them lie and say that Margaret Sanger wasn't a Nazi. I mean, this is just what they do. They have no respect for you. They stonewall you because they know it's their eugenics religion. It's their excuse to collectivize things. So if I was you, I'd just get your degree, get your scholarship, play ball, and move on. Because it sounds like, you know, you're getting a good deal out of it, and you know the truth. And so I would just hand out flyers, wake up the students to the brainwashing. But you're probably wasting your time with these arrogant people. They are running a cult, a eugenics cult. We're going to cover that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Anything else, Taylor?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say BT Cotton and how, like, it's in women's tampons and diapers and other things. Like, people need to really research hybrid plants and what they're doing with the genetic modification with the cotton, like how 88% of the U.S. cotton. I'm a plant and soil science major, so, like, I see all this stuff, and, I mean, they try to tell me that this stuff, like, all in, like ingesting all, like, Roundup Ready and all these things, that, like, it won't hurt you. And over, I'm trying to tell them it builds up over time, and they won't listen. I'm telling them about soft kill. It's just disgusting.
Well, Taylor, write an article about it. You ought to write an article. If you want to use a pseudonym, that's fine. As a student studying this technology, send it to writers@infowars.com. We'll check out the facts. If it's good, we'll post it. God bless you. That's how you fight back. Start your own blog. Create your own system. You're an agent of liberty inside that brainwashing facility, and so be subversive against their subversion of truth. Listen, let's just search engine it right now. Farm animals dying. Animals fed BT cotton die. Because what they do is they feed the seeds that are stripped out in the machines when they take the seeds out of the cotton that's grown from BT. They can soak the Roundup Ready on the corn, on the cotton, on the soybeans. The plants don't die. They absorb it. And, I just had Mr. Smith on a few weeks ago, Jeffrey Smith, about all the mainline studies that they feed BT cotton seeds to cows. They feed it to pigs. They feed it to other farm animals, and they get sick and die. And that's 100% in India and the United States, 100% fact. They know it's 100% fact. In fact, search engine it right now for people. Let's just show them. Farm animals fed BT cotton seeds, sick and dying. I mean, they know. They know. I mean, they got German studies about the BT pollen. Other bugs won't eat it, but the bees do. And they die. And they find it in their intestines. Sickness and death in animals exposed to BT cotton. GMWatch.org. Academic review. Genetic roulette claim. Sheep diet for grazing and BT cotton. I mean, there's a whole bunch of articles right there. And it just goes on and on and on. BT cotton is killing animals in India and affecting humans. It goes on. BT cotton killing animals in North India on a large scale. He just keeps scrolling down through them. There's the Hindustan Times. BT cotton fields can kill farm animals. Hindustan Times. That's a mainstream paper. Let's just keep reading headlines. Keep scrolling. Sure, there's tens of thousands you can read for yourself. That's what, I mean, it hit me this morning when I was driving into work. Because I'm saying to myself, man, you're giving up opportunities to have a reality show. And maybe if you do that, then it'll get your name out there more and people will get your real info. Or you're not going to go do this History Channel show. You're saying no to all this stuff. And you know, what about your career and all this? I could care less. And then I just thought to myself, this is such a nightmare. I know aspartame is in tens of thousands of products, foods, cake mixes, candy, gum, even the regular sugar stuff has it added. I know that the government knew when they approved it that it killed the majority of the monkeys they fed it to. I mean, it kills you. I know BT cotton is killing the animals that eat it. I know the BT corn is killing the bees. Well, the U.S. has lost more than half of them. I know that sodium fluoride brain damages us. I know the genetically modified salmon are designed to take over and cause extinction in the normal salmon populations. And the government knows that, and it's mainstream news, McClatchy newspapers 2 days ago. I know I'm telling the truth. I know there's a giant eugenics operation. And we're arguing about, is it racist to be against government-run health care? The government-run health care is meant to take control of your life and carry out eugenics and have government-run systems of diagnosis. I know that all of this is being done. It's 100%. How can I even hate some dumb cop who comes over and threatens me and violates my rights? Sure, 5-6 years ago, I get angry and hate them. Now I just see some poor poison zombie who I cry at night wishing I could reach him. I mean, these stupid politicians, they don't know. It's the scientific elite. I'm making a film about this right now, and I know all the info, but I'm so immersed in it, and I'm learning so much. It's unspeakable. It's all around us, and they're announcing every day. In fact, search engine, infertility at epidemic levels worldwide. Search that term. And there are countries where the majority of men are almost completely infertile. It's happening. The women are becoming infertile. You are being sterilized. You are being given cancer. You are being murdered. It is 100% fact. 99.9% of us are not on the winning end of this. Even if you're a psychopath and love killing people that's how the scientists do it, with covert, soft, degenerative kill systems that take time. They love it. This is how these cowardly creeps do it. And they laugh and think you're too stupid to be aware of it. They write textbooks on how they're doing it. We've quoted them here. We've written countless articles. I've made films. I said I'd take your calls. It's just, if you're an FBI agent watching, please research the GMO. I mean, if you're a government person, if you're a corporate minion, when you get home tonight to your wife in your big mansion and you know this stuff's going on, and you are too lazy to even stop your children from eating it and being part of it. Why? Why do you care about the Yankees owner dying? Why do you care about your hairline receding? Why do women care if they're a few pounds overweight? Why are you so decadent? Why are you so shallow? You're being murdered, and these people think you're so stupid they're going to get away with it. And why do you think I've got all this courage and I'm so great for warning people? I don't have any courage. Folks, this is survival. This is what a man would do when faced with this. What else could I do? What other response to this is there? We're all in this together. Whether you think you serve the system or not, you are in the crosshairs. You're under attack. This is real. Face it.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
News Blitz coming up. Let's go to your calls. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Tim.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Your audio's really low, Tim.
Okay, I'll talk right into my phone. I'm wearing headphones.
I got to let you go, Tim. Can't hear you. Alex in Alaska, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
A minute ago, you kind of took the words right out of my mouth about everything, because, yeah, I mean, we all have some limit of courage, but it takes a real man to be able to do what you're doing. And 2 months ago, when I started listening to your show, I said, I need to start a blog about this. And then I started a blog. And then the next day I said, no, I need a radio blog. So I started a radio blog. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard to do this. I don't know how you do it every day. It's hard to think about everything that's going on. And why in the hell don't more people know? And I want
well, they're turning our entire environment into a toxic witch's brew for control. And they're taking all of our food supplies and adulterating them. They're genetically engineering the entire biosphere, all of it by design to sterilize and poison us. I mean, this is real. And really, everything else is secondary. And they're bringing down our financial system. They're assaulting our farms and ranches. Everything they're doing is to gain total control.
Yeah, and, you know, I was in the Army. I never deployed, but I know I was under that brainwashing system, you know, that, yeah, the government's good, the government's good. And for years, I'm 23 now, but until I really opened my eyes and started seeing the big picture, for like 22 years, I know what I was taught to know, okay, through the media, the mainstream media, and, you know, it's mind-boggling.
Well, you've started your journey into a wider world, and it's good to hear from you, Alex. Keep it up. Let's talk to Jeff in Michigan. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. This is Jeff in Michigan.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I turned on the show today, and I hear some joker misrepresenting my Karl Rove confrontation, and I called to set the record straight.
Okay, well, you heard me say that, for those that just joined us, that some big guy was yelling and screaming and cussing at Karl Rove, and I said, might have just been somebody who was angry, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm very angry at these New World Order scum, and I'm a member of We Are Change. You can see for yourself the video on YouTube. It's We Are Change Detroit visits a Karl Rove book signing, and there's edited versions up there and unedited versions up there, and he wants to, you know, complain about the foul language. You watch the video and you see the foul language starts with the manager of the store. I called Karl Rove a bastard, and I said, arrest the bastard. He's New World Order scum, Bilderberger scum. So,
well, I say good job, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's you're my greatest inspiration, you and Luke. And, there's not often that, monsters of his caliber come to my area, and I just could not resist confronting them.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, nobody's perfect when they confront somebody. And the act of taking action and confronting these people, you know, you got guts, and guts is enough. And we appreciate you standing up to him. That's a different thing if they started cussing at you.
Yeah, they started cussing at me on my way out as I'm being ushered out by the manager simply for having the camera. And I knew I was getting taken out. So I said, you know, the heck with it. I'm just going to start shouting at this guy and let these people know who they're getting an autograph from.
What do you think of the old lady saying, arrest Alex Jones, when they drug you out?
I saw nothing of that. I saw people coming up to me asking what's going on and thanking me for the things I said and shaking my hand and wondering when they're going to see the video.
Well, that's exciting. So folks can just search the term Karl Rove confronted in Michigan?
We Are Change Detroit visits a Karl Rove book signing.
Okay, well, appreciate your call, Jeff. Adam in California, you're on the air.
Yeah, Dr. Jones, this is an urgent message for California. We need everyone to register, vote, and promote Proposition 19, the legalization of cannabis. It's our only lifeline to get an industry for California. Legalization lowers drug use, and it's made Canada the number one economy in the world.
Well, it doesn't let the government launder the money anymore, so I'm all for it.
Thanks, I'd love for you to promote it, man. We really need your help out here. And California needs a lifeline, and we need an industry, and we need all you people to get up and promote this.
Well, I mean, I consulted on and in the film How Weed Won the West, available at Infowars.com. In fact, we have a deal where it's free when you get it with one of my other films. So, you know, I've done as much as I can here.
Yeah, no, I know. You're doing everything you can. That's why I'm here, to just try to put the voice out. NAACP has endorsed this because unfair prosecution of minorities and blacks will generate billions for California. We'll strengthen our economy against globalist economic dominance. So put boots to the ground, you guys. Put flyers up. Start talking to people.
All right, buddy. Hey, I hear you. We're out of time. Big news blitz coming up on the other side of this break. And then when you have time after that, we'll get to Jim, Bob, and others. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
Okay, I'm gonna go through a lot of news. First, I want to point out that I don't subscribe to Time Magazine, Newsweek, but when I'm in a Whole Foods, when I'm in HEB grocery stores, or when I'm at a dental office or my parents' house, I see mainstream magazines laying everywhere. And whether it is magazines like National Geographic or Time, it's the case for killing granny. Euthanasia is good. Death panels are good. Suicide is good. One-child policy is good. New York Times, the final generation a few weeks ago, written by Peter Singer, the eugenicist, about how we shouldn't be allowed to have any children. Fox News, you know, having more children's bad for the planet. Should we put taxes on it? This is their religion, that humans are bad, that the elite have got to get rid of us. As the Club of Rome said, they would use a fake environmental movement to shut off resources to the world population to where you're too poor to be able to have children. And then if you are poor and have children, they're going to come and say you're neglecting them and take them. Well, here is Time Magazine, the only child myth. This is the current July 19th issue, this week's issue. And it says, they're supposed to be selfish, spoiled, and lonely. In fact, they're just fine on the rise. So I saw this, and I knew it would glorify having an only child. Not that that's bad. I was an only child till my sister came along when I was 14, so that's basically like being an only child. But I knew it would spin it like this is the avant-garde, cool, trendy thing to do. And remember, this targets mainly middle-class people, and that's who's not having children. The entire West is dying. 1.3% replacement rate for every two parents, 1.3 children on average. And I knew before I opened it, because it's always the same propaganda, they would say the economy's bad, it's bad for the carbon output of the earth. We need to have a one-child policy. And you open it up. Now, give me a document cam shot on this, boys, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You open this up, and sure enough, there it is, one and done. The economy is sluggish, expenses are up, and raising kids cost a bundle. What better time to abandon the stereotypes and embrace the possibilities of the only child? And then it's basically a eugenics article about how great it is. And my wife, we have three children. She's had people actually say to her that it's bad to have three children in the grocery store. These are the eugenicists. And so this is how they are pushing the wonderful trendiness of all of this. And then they have a community task force that are harassing people who have too much stuff in their house. So CPS for adults, elder care. Again, eugenics was established in the 1860s in England. They created social workers for racial hygiene to basically assault the poor. So that's what's going on there. And as the economy implodes, they're going to blame everything on poor people and on families, not on the bankers that did this, who were eugenicists to a man at the top. Here's another one. Population control advocate wanted to sterilize food and water to sterilize people. Mark Moreno, Climate Depot, talking about Paul Ehrlich, George Bush's advisor. That's just today. This is without looking. And I just covered, of course, aspartame sterilizing women, mainstream news, causing miscarriages. I just covered the BT corn and BT cotton. When they feed the seeds to animals, they have miscarriages or reduced fertility or die. In fact, put up that Google search page with BT cotton killing animals, and you'll get thousands and thousands of searches where mass death in sheep from grazing GE cotton, mainstream news, government studies, university studies, you name it, it's all there. Continuing, so you're eating this and having miscarriage, reduced fertility. Sterilize the poor and bring back the workhouse. That's a Mail Online story. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Would recession be good for the environment? Lowering our carbon footprint. It's a good thing. Here's another one. Planet Save. Another article about that. Articles all over about the population exploding. The UN says we've got to reduce it. Bill Gates says it. Cap and trade bill will be part of Senate climate change bill. So they're now announcing that they're going to go ahead and try to pass the cap and trade. Polar bear populations exploding despite lies of the media. Evening Standard. Prince Charles says that he's launched a stinging attack on climate skeptics, deriding them for peddling pseudoscience when they've been caught engaged in mass fraud. So that is in the eugenics stack today. They admit that Avandian is causing heart attacks, but the government says it's going to stay on the market. Another article, no shot, no school for Alabama sixth graders as the school year gets ready to begin in a month. Similar articles run everywhere telling you it's the law, you've got to take shots. No, it's policy that you've got to take the shots, and by law they've got to give you a waiver form, but a waiver to a law that does not exist. Mobile phones causing memory loss, brain damage. Everything they deploy is meant to soft kill you. People say, well, then why do you promote an iPhone app? Well, if we can reach sheeple through cell phones and through the devices frying their brains, why not? I mean, what, am I supposed to go into the Matrix? Am I supposed to jack into the Matrix and, you know, go in there and get people out of it? I mean, what are you talking about? Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, BP fixes Gulf well. And then it's a spin article in USA Today. They said they've gotten the cap on, but they're not sure. In fact, did we ever pull up the latest live video from the wellhead? Can we pull up the webcam of that? I want to put that on screen, even if I've moved on. Government expert witness, over 42 million gallons of dispersant used during BP oil disaster. That's more than 40 times what they previously claimed. Even professors, it reports, who believe that the dispersant is good, they say this is way too much to use. So that's the live feed. Does that look like that's been capped to you? That's the live feed? Yeah, it says live. That's the live feed. Does that look like that's been capped to you? But, hey, they say it's been capped in USA Today, so it must be true. How many times do they claim they capped it now and it's fixed? I wish it was true, but, my God, they practice lies. Government expert witnessed 42 million gallons of dispersant being used in the Gulf. Christopher Reddy, Associate Science, Marine Chemistry and Geochemistry at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, said the use of surface dispersants is extremely typical and well understood to be safe, but some concerns remain about the overuse and it getting into the sea depths. Continuing here. EU approves new wave of immigrants. Record numbers coming in. They immediately get on welfare, further bankrupt the country to the private banks. That's out of the Express News. Here's another one. Brussels goes ahead for a new wave of migrants. And they use the tunnel, the channel as they call it, from France to England. Every day, unlimited illegals are allowed to just pour in to the country. Here's the Washington Times. Justice Department says sanctuary cities safe from law. A week after suing Arizona and arguing that the state's immigration law creates a patchwork of rules, the Obama administration said it would not go after so-called sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with the federal government on immigration enforcement on the grounds that they are not as bad as the states that that actively interferes. Yeah, by saying if we catch an illegal in another crime, we're going to take them to the feds. The feds say no. And then they lobby for the 800-plus cities to not stop the illegals. Continuing with the immigration issue, crisis for Senator Reid as critics swam Reid on immigration remark from Politico. And you can go watch the video of what he had to say. They say we have record numbers of illegals in the construction industry and they're dodging taxes and all this stuff. And he says we have no problem in Nevada. And they're, I mean, no problem. And you saw Congressman Stark 2 weeks ago say there's no border problem, no illegals, no immigration problem. They just throw it in your face and just say there are no illegal aliens working in construction in Nevada. He says it's just none of them here. And then the major research group, basically funded by La Raza, it's a study to try to get, I guess, voting rights or something, shows that it's actually double that. So double 17% in Nevada, the worst in the nation. But he says no problem. Continuing on the illegal alien front, Utah agencies probe alleged illegal immigrant list. And it looks like somebody inside the state government released a list of 1,300 people that the government knows via audits have got fake Social Security numbers, and they're calling this a Nazi list in the media. Like the government's making lists on people. The government's making lists on everybody dealing with taxes. They're tracking everybody. It's just the illegals are above the law. Continuing here, Dick Cheney undergoes heart surgery. He's literally like Darth Vader now and had a high-tech heart pump added to one of his ventricles to pump the blood for him. He's had 5 heart attacks and many other surgeries. So Satan went under the knife and lived. Continuing, U.S. taxpayers to subsidize new U.N. agency promoting abortion. Cyber News Service reports an additional $500 million to the United Nations agency that will promote abortion agendas, including forced abortion, infanticide in China. They get UN awards for that. So that is just some of the news on that front. Continuing with the disinformation piece, over the weekend, I got emails, I got calls, I saw messages on the text comments on InfoWars and Prison Planet saying, Alex, why aren't you covering the Taliban and monkeys that are trained with machine guns to kill our troops? Because I know enough about primates, even chimpanzees, the most intelligent, or silverback African apes, to know that monkeys and apes cannot be trained to differentiate. And if you trained, I mean, you might be able to train an ape or a monkey to stay behind at your house with a gun, but statistically it would end up one day having fun and shooting you, not knowing. And so I knew it was just ridiculous, put out by our government and others, that those dirty al-Qaedas had armies of monkeys. So this is not Planet of the Apes. Give me a document cam shot on that. This is not Planet of the Apes, my friends. That's only in the Hollywood movies. But, you know, the CIA admits they put out fake Al-Qaeda bin Laden tapes. That's now admitted, what, a month and a half ago in the Washington Post. And they admit they put out fake videos for you now. And they claim they kill Al-Qaeda leaders over and over and over again and never retract the last time they killed the same leader. So why not tell you deadly monkeys are coming and Planet of the Apes is real? I mean, this is just amazing developments on that front. Going over the economy here, top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama, told the Financial Times of London that, Robert Shapiro, saying the only way he can rally and look like a strong leader is for an Oklahoma City or 9/11 type attack. That information is key. In fact, here's just the quote. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Robert Shapiro. He has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence. And short of a 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do just that. Continuing, road warrior level collapse imminent. Alex Jones says we must take corrective action now. Key video and article at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Continuing, CNBC, world at risk of folding in on itself. The global economy is at a risk of folding in on itself unless policymakers face up to the threat of inflation and exchange rate inflexibility, according to Monetary Director of Fixed Income Strategy at the Robini Global Economics. Japan-like outcome is the big risk. We better hope for just a 20-year recession. Like they had. A Japan-like outcome is the big risk for developed world with deflation, a big danger, he said. Continuing, mass foreclosures this year expected to eclipse the record levels of 2009. More than a million American households are likely to lose their homes to foreclosure this year as lenders work their way through a huge backlog of borrowers who have fallen behind in their loans. Fox News. Here's another one. After fits and starts, bank bill ready for passage, AP. This gives more power to the Federal Reserve than what they got with their first takeover of our economy in 1913. So that nightmare is set to go through. J.P. Morgan earns $4.8 billion in second quarter, an all-time record, and the other big six banks that own the Federal Reserve also posting record profits. Continuing, a financial bill favors interest of unions and activists. That's just a Washington Times right-wing whitewash. They got big Republican support for this bill. Senate VIP loans mount, Wall Street Journal. U.S. senators and state Senate employees received 30 loans, far more than had previously been known, under a controversial lending program at Countrywide Financial Corp that provided cut-rate terms for favored borrowers, a form of payoff. Continuing, bank repossesses U.S. homes at record pace. That's Reuters. Continuing, the U.S. economy is a dead horse. The American people are starting to get really angry over this and get frustrated. Economic collapse reports. That is just some of the news and information. There's more and more taxes being passed that are aimed at people's social behavior, but next it'll be beef and beer and things like that. U.S. pockets $20.6 billion in sin taxes in fiscal year 2009. Those numbers have now come into Reuters. So that also targets the poorest Americans. Obama enlists Bill Clinton to aid him on the economy. Bill Clinton, now because Obama's ratings have fallen to 40 or below, Clinton's are a little bit higher, so they're enlisting that shyster and scam artist and fraud to go out and dupe all of the people to push his supposed economic reforms. So that is just some of the information that we have on the financial front. On the international military front, study says that an attack on Iran would be the start of a long war. Iran's response to an attack could send oil prices through the roof. Think tank argues an Israeli attack on Iran would fail to stop Tehran's alleged nuclear weapons program and would lead to a long war. That's exactly what the Rand Corporation called for 2 years ago. That would be marked by economic instability and mass civilian casualties, says a study from a British think tank. And a report released Wednesday by the Oxford Research Group stated that while the likelihood of a U.S. attack on Iran's nuclear program has been lessened by the Obama administration's policies, that's not true, they're building up for it, advances in Israeli military technology have increased the potential for an Israeli attack. The study entitled Military Action Against Iran Impact and effects. Also argues that an attack on Iran's facilities would galvanize the Iranian public behind the leadership of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and give the regime in Tehran more support for a rationale for developing nuclear capabilities. An Iranian administration under attack would experience considerable national unity and would work rapidly to develop its weapons programs, withdrawing from the Non-Proliferation Treaty and prioritizing nuclear weapons, the report says. They've already tried to have a peaceful program and had the uranium enriched by the West, but the globalists said no. Continuing, the U.S. paid Iranian nuclear scientists, the Washington Post reports, $5 million for aid to CIA, basically a payoff to lie for them. Iranian nuclear scientist returns home to a hero's welcome. An Iranian nuclear scientist at the center of a bizarre espionage drama arrived here to a hero's welcome Thursday morning, including a personal greeting from several senior government officials. He's the guy claiming he was kidnapped by U.S. intelligence forces 14 months ago at Mecca in Saudi Arabia. And so it continues. We're going to come back and continue in the final segment. I won't have time to get to the rest of the callers, but I'm going to come back and blitz through more news on the other side of this quick break. Please stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, an army of resistance, an armory of tools that will wake people up. And all the films can be downloaded, as well as the archive of this video, simulcast of the radio show every day, as well as a higher quality podcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. That address is PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy, how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us. Don't forget, as I said at the end of the last segment, the online video shopping cart with the Patriot t-shirts, the ball caps, films like The Secret of Oz, Exposing the Banking Cartel, and Solutions, The Obama Deception, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, How to Take the States Back and the Sheriffs Back, Endgame, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. We've got specials and combos better than anything we've ever offered, where you get two videos and get a video free of your choice, even our hottest videos free. You get a t-shirt, get a free ball cap, all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And you've heard the callers. They talk about how what woke them up was the films. Well, somebody gave you the film. If you've already got my films, make copies, get them out to people. This is how we're affecting change in a big, big way. Here's just something fun, something interesting. This is out of the New York Times. 18th century ship found at World Trade Center site. It had been a big marsh. And it says that on Tuesday morning, workers excavated the site of the underground vehicle security center from the future World Trade Center, hit by a row of sturdy upright wood timbers, regularly spaced, sticking out of the briny gray muck, flecked with oyster shells. And they found a ancient ship, several hundred years old. So that's interesting. In other news, Right to Die billboard causes uproar in New Jersey. Final Exit Network says it provides guidance to adults with painful illnesses and basically promotes options of suicide. I'm against their idea of pushing suicide, but I support their First Amendment. They're now going to take down the billboard comparing Hitler and his socialism to Obama and his socialism and Lenin's socialism. I wonder if this will be taken down. I wonder if people will demand this be taken down. Because if you get rid of all the speech you don't like, there'll be no speech left. Continuing here with an amazing report, and this is hot off the presses by Steve Watson at GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. Declassified Vietnam-era transcripts show senators knew Gulf of Tonkin was a staged false flag event. Of course, they declassified on the 40th anniversary 6 years ago of the Gulf of Tonkin in 2004, that it had been staged, and the LBJ audio tapes with McNamara at the time, days before how they were planning to stage it, on the phone recording it. Well, now, elected reps chose to hide details from American public for fear of reprisals from the, quote, big forces. See, they were scared for their lives, that run the media and the presidency. Over 1,100 pages of previously classified Vietnam-era transcripts released this week by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee highlight the fact that several senators knew the White House and the Pentagon had deceived the American people over the 64 Gulf of Tonkin incident. The latest releases, which document skepticism of the pretext for the entry into the Vietnam War, date from 1968. 4 years into the war, senators were at loggerheads with Lyndon B. Johnson at the time of the Foreign Relations Committee meetings. They were behind closed doors. They discussed bringing the information out, but said they would be destroyed by the, quote, big forces. And now it turns out Google is spying on Congress, and the NSA is, and the British echelon system is spying on their parliament. This is tyranny by special interests. Our country and the world has been taken over by private corporations. The New World Order is a private corporate takeover. Globalism is treason against national sovereignty. And some of you Star Trek heads say, well, that's what it is in Star Trek. We'll be one world. This is a tyranny they're setting up. This is not a place where you get any due process or rights. They want to replace the Bill of Rights and Constitution with a tyranny. Do you understand that? All right, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of key information. If you're listening to the streams at Infowars.com or the satellites, we cover a host of issues straight ahead. Great job, crew. Stay with us back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.